Zion Perek Dalid Mishnah Aleph. The last Mishnah Perek Gimel was relevant to Hilchos Tumas Yadayim, and in the course of the discussion of the Mishnah, Shimon ben Azai mentions a psak that came out of this gathering of all the Talmid Chachamim at the time of Rabbi Elazar ben Azazel. He was appointed to be in charge of the Sanhedrin. Based on that, we can now have another parak which has halachas which are not relevant to the halacha of Tumas Yadayim and Tayus Yadayim, but are relevant to different discussions that were discussed at that day when they made Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the head of the Sanhedrin. So, it's making the nosi. So, Boy Vayoyim, that day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was pointed as a nosi. Nimnu v'gomer al ha-reves v'aglayim shimi shnei lugim v'atish ha-kadim shenistigo shismei ha-nidras. It's halacha like this. Any kli, if one touches it, or any tuma touches it, if the tuma touches a kli, the kli becomes a rishim ha-tuma. The exception to the rule that a kli which is made to be sat on, or for people to lay down on it, or stand on it, like a mat, or a bed, chair, if certain types of tumah sit on it or stand on it, that then becomes an avatumah, which is called tumas midras. Tumas midras is avatumah only applies to things which are primarily used for sitting on, standing on. But if it's a kli which has other uses, it's used for filling up with water and other types of uses, just sometimes a person would sit on it, that is not in the time of midras. So over here we're talking about reves raglayim, which is a bowl which is used to wash people's feet. So that, by definition, is not something that someone would sit or stand on. They would sit on a chair and just put the feet into this bowl that was full of water, and therefore it should not be mekabel midras. But if this bowl got cracked, and it's a bowl that's a certain size between the size of 2 lugim and 9 kabim, which is a medium size, and such a thing, when once it was cracked, people would stop using it for washing their feet, and they would start using it for sitting on. It was strong enough for one to sit on it. And therefore, it becomes now a kli midras because it's made for sitting on, and therefore it's becoming midras. So if it would be smaller than this or larger than that, just by the fact that it's cracked, still would not be used for sitting on, and therefore it would not be matana midras. That the lotion of she, Rabbi Kiva is not so clear. Really, the Rabbi says that Rabbi Kiva is coming to disagree, and he holds that Reves Raglayim is something made for washing one's feet, and therefore it's never matana midras. We're looking at the kli that has other uses, primary uses, not as a shear.